For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brock Roylance. These are evening headlines for Wednesday, September 22, 2021. A Rexburg resident shot during a home invasion on Monday is fighting for his life in the ICU. The victims, Ralph and Karen Bryan, were shot and stabbed just before 5 a.m. at their home in Boathouse Trailer Court in Rexburg early Monday morning. An Idaho Falls woman started a GoFundMe to help ease the financial burden of surgery and therapy. The goal of $10,000 has been met and more than doubled since it launched earlier this week. In the GoFundMe description, it says the Bryans are kind-hearted and hardworking people. They had been living in their trailer while they were building a home nearby, and they are the parents of 4 children and 10 grandchildren. The couple is expected to make a long and hard recovery, and the GoFundMe creator says no donation is too small to help. The Madison County Sheriff's Office have arrested a suspect in the case named Pierre Lake of Jefferson County, but they haven't provided more details. Autopsy results have confirmed the remains found in the Bridger-Teton National Forest are indeed those of 22-year-old Gabby Petito. East Idaho News reports the Teton County coroner, Dr. Brent Blue, has ruled the death a homicide in his preliminary findings. The cause of death remains pending the final autopsy results. Petito's fiancé, Brian Laundry, is a person of interest in her death. The FBI has asked for anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of Brian Laundry to contact them. The search for Laundry resumed on Tuesday at a Florida nature reserve where his parents said he went to. The Petito family is currently taking time to grieve, and in a statement through their attorney said they will be making an official statement when Gabby is home. BYU-Idaho's college deans and the vice president of university resources, Brett Cook, sat down with BYU-Idaho Radio to talk about current COVID-19 protocols and how students can stay healthy this semester. Cook told us what students could do if they feel sick.
Don't come to work, don't come to class. We want you to stay in your apartment, stay home. Watch yourself for a couple days. If those symptoms persist, you know, go get tested. We have a drive-through testing area here right on campus. You can be tested. If you do test positive, there's some protocols that follow along with that. We ask everyone to please respond back to Eastern Idaho Public Health when they contact you, and they have information that will help you, and it'll let the students know what they should do, how long they'll need to isolate, and what they can do. We also want those students to contact Student Life and over in the Dean's office, because we have services available for them with meals that could be delivered in if they need that.
We asked each of the college deans how their students adapted to the challenges COVID-19 brought. Kirk Grifford, the dean of the College of Business and Communication, says they've had success with internships being remote. He told us what he's most worried about.
I think one of the biggest challenges for us has been keeping those relationships with faculty members and internship providers and career opportunities. And so that's been a little bit of a challenge. You can do some things remotely, but it's really hard, I think, without being face-to-face. And so we've tried to be creative, tried to, you know, have more touch points with those providers, whether it's a phone call or an email or some kind of a virtual visit that I think is helpful.
We spoke to each of the deans, and you can listen to our full discussion on our podcast feed. Just follow BYU Idaho Radio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. I'm Brock Roylance. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Like I mentioned, just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio,